Easter is a glorious day.
复活节是一个充满荣耀的日子。
Does anyone want to shout Alleluia? Nearly every tribe, every nation, every people today, we celebrate a risen Savior.
每一个民族，每一个国家，每一个种族，今天都在这里庆贺，祝贺神在地上所做的事情。
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
他已经复活升天，他已经复活升天。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He was dead and now he lives.
他死了，他现在却活着。
We have great hope, a living hope.
我们有一个极大、非常活生生的一个信望。
Because Jesus lives in us and we live in him.
因为耶稣在我们里面活着，我们也在他里面活着。
Please read this verse with me, first in Chinese, first in English, then Chinese.
我们请读下面这一段圣经，先用英文，再用中文。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活。重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Going back to that first Easter morning,
回到那第一个复活日的早上，
it was dark when the women got up.
妇人在天黑的时候就已经起来了。
They put on their clothes and gathered their spices.
他们披上衣服，他们带着香料。
And began the long journey to the tomb.
他们开始向那个远远的那个坟墓的地方走去。
They had faithfully followed Jesus throughout his ministry.
他们在耶稣地上，父神侍奉的时候，他们很忠心地跟随耶稣。
They heard amazing teaching and miraculous healings.
他们听到很多奇妙的教导，他们也看到许多神迹。
He was their teacher, their friend, and their Lord.
耶稣是他们的老师，是他们的朋友，也是他们的主。
They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs.
他们跟随耶稣基督从加利利海来照顾他的需要。
And they had witnessed it all.
他们看到那一切所发生的。
Near the cross and from a distance.
在十字架的附近，也从一个比较远的地方看到那一切所发生的。
They watched in horrific shock.
他们在惊恐之中目睹那所发生的一切。
These terrible sights and sounds cannot be erased.
那些恐怖的景象和声音很难从他们的心灵里抹杀。
Crucify him! Crucify him!
把他钉在十字架上，把他钉在十字架上。
The flogging and the beating.
那鞭伤，那击打。
The crown of thorns.
那荆棘的冠冕。
The mocking and the insults.
那戏弄和羞辱。
The pounding of the nails.
那钉钉子的声音。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为何离弃我？
His blood soaked the rough timber.
他的血染透了那个粗糙的木头。
Painful groans with every breath that he took.
他每一次呼吸所带来的那个痛苦的声音。
For 3 hours, the sun strangely eclipsed into darkness.
从中午到下午有三个小时的时间，日太阳消失了，大地黑暗。
The temple curtain was torn in two.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The earth shook violently.
地震岩崩。
It is finished.
耶稣说成了。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
说父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
Death.
死亡。
Darkness.
黑暗。
Despair.
绝灭。
Their intimate community in the last 3 years had suddenly fallen apart in the last 3 days.
他们过去三年之间在一起生活、一起侍奉的那个群体，变得一下破散了。
Everything they hoped for and lived for had suddenly disappeared.
他们所盼望的、所为着而活的，在这里都一切落空了。
One from among them betrayed and then committed suicide.
他们中间有一位背叛了耶稣。而自杀而死。
Another one from among them denied not only once but 3 times.
他们中间另外有一位 不是一次，而是三次否认耶稣。
Their leader was dead.
他们的领袖死了。
Their hope was dead.
他们的希望也死了。
All have run away in fear.
大家都四散而逃。
Someone back home fishing.
有些甚至于回去他们的渔村去打鱼。
Those who love Jesus just went through their darkest hours.
那些爱耶稣的是经历到那最黑暗的一个时刻。
Their whole world had disintegrated.
他们整个的世界都在他们的面前破碎了。
What hope is left?
那么还有什么期望呢？
People can survive 40 days without food.
人可以有40天不需要食物还可以活。
4 days without water.
可以4天不需要水还可以活。
4 hours without warmth.
4个小时不需要温暖的空气可以活。
And maybe 4 minutes without air.
甚至四分钟不需要空气还可以活。
But it's truly difficult to live without hope.
但是如果活而没有指望的话，是何等困难的呢？
As these women continued on their way to the tomb,
这妇人她们不断继续不断地向墓地走去。
Each one had private conversations with God.
每个人都在心中和主有一些沟通。
Why, Lord? Why did he have to leave us?
主啊，为什么要让这些临到耶稣呢？
Why, Lord? I do not understand.
我实在是不懂，为什么要让这些临到主呢？
And now they went to care for their dead friend.
现在他们去照料这个死了的朋友的事情。
And as they walked, they had no expectation and no hope.
他们照目的去走，但是心中没有任何的盼望，没有任何的希望。
As they come to the top of the path, they stop in silence.
他们走到路的上头，他们停下来，非常的安静。
Just outside the city is a hill called Golgotha.
在城的外面有这么一个地方叫做哥哥他。
The place of the skull.
是一个骷髅之地。
They reluctantly looked over.
他们很心不甘情不愿地朝那个方向看了
一眼。And yes, there it stood, those three crosses.
的确，那个地方站着三个十字架。
Because of the Sabbath, no one had moved them.
因为是安息日，也许没有人把那个十字架拿下来。
And the one in the middle was bloodstained and empty.
中间的那个十字架充满了血，但是是空空的一个十字架。
The empty cross shows us that Jesus was certainly dead.
那个空空的十字架告诉我们，耶稣的确是死了。
Roman crucifixion succeeded in maximum cruelty and public humiliation.
罗马人钉十字架的这个刑罚，他们要达到一个极端的残酷和在众人面前的一个羞辱。
Quintilian said, quote, the most crowded roads were chosen where most people can see and be moved by this fear.
Quintilian 这个作者说到，他们要选一条人最多的路，让这个犯人在路上走过去，让最多的人能够看到他，而被这个恐惧所感动。
For maximum deterrent effect,
要达到一个最高的警戒的效果。
These criminals were left on the cross for days as their bodies decayed.
这些罪人要被留在这个十字架上过许多天。
No proper burial was provided.
通常不会有很好的一个葬礼。
But rather, the body was either thrown into the garbage dump,
所以常常是让这个尸体丢在垃圾堆里头,
or simply left on the cross for vultures and wild animals to devour.
或者让这个尸体留在十字架上，让秃鹰和野兽把它吃掉。
The historian Josephus tells us much more, but I'll spare you the details.
历史学家 Josephus 还写了许多的细节，我在这里不记，
But imagine this.
但是我们可以想象
Mary Magdalene and the other women, as they walked by the crosses, the two thieves, their bodies were possibly still hanging.
抹大拉玛利亚和另外的那个妇人，他们走过这个十字架，他们可以看到那两个盗窃的人，他们人就会钉在那个十字架上。
But Jesus' cross was emptied.
但是耶稣的那个十字架是空空的。
Because of Deuteronomy 21 verses 22 to 23.
因为申命记上21章22节到23节这样子写的。
It says, if a man guilty of capital offense is put to death and his body is hung on a tree, you must not leave the body on a tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse.
人若犯该死的罪，被治死了，你将他挂在木头上，他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜，必要当日将他埋葬，免得玷污了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地，因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
According to the Jewish customs, Jesus could not remain on the cross overnight.
按照犹太人的习惯，耶稣的身体不能够允许让他在十字架上过夜。
So Joseph of Arimathea, who was a wealthy, respected, and secret disciple of Jesus,
所以有这么一位从亚利马太来的约瑟，他是一位很富有的，是也是耶稣的一个门徒。
Went to Pilate for permission to bury Jesus.
晚上他去看比拉多巡抚，要求能够把耶稣的身体拿下来。
So the cross was emptied.
所以这个十字架是空空的。
Jesus had certainly died.
耶稣的确死了。
Joseph and Nicodemus carried Jesus into Joseph's own tomb.
约瑟和尼哥底母抱着耶稣的身体带到一个新凿的墓洞里头。
And they extensively wrapped Jesus' body with linen strips and 75 pounds of spices.
他们把耶稣的身体用细麻布紧紧地包住，用了75磅的香料。
They had to hurry as the sunset and thus the Sabbath was quickly approaching.
他们需要很快地把这些处理好，因为日落已近。安息日已尽，他们需要很快地把尸体处好。
They didn't have adequate time to anoint the body properly.
也许他们没有足够的时间把这个身体包好。
And so the women quietly planned to return on the Sabbath, after the Sabbath.
所以妇人他们心中默默地计划，到了安息日之后，他们再来墓地，来把没有做完的工作完成。
So Mary and Mary had watched the men cover the tombs. Entrance with a 2-ton boulder.
所以这两位玛利亚亲眼看到那些人把这个墓洞用两吨重的一个原石把它遮住。
And they all went home.
他们都回家了。
Because all hope was apparently dead with Jesus.
因为他们所有的希望都已经破碎了。
But the disciples ran away.
这些门徒也四散而逃。
They were hiding behind a locked door, fearing Jesus.
他们在他们住的地方。躲在那里，把门关得紧紧的，因为他们害怕这些犹太人。
And while they all observed the Sabbath, the tomb was officially sealed, and the guards were stationed.
就在他们守安息日的时候，这些官方已经把这个墓地封住，也放了这些士兵在那里看守。
And as the women walked to the tomb, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?"
这些妇人朝着墓地走去的时候，他们彼此相问，我们有谁能够帮助我们来把那个大石头把它移开呢？
They didn't worry about the seal of the guards because they didn't know they were there.
他们甚至也不知道罗马人已经把这个墓地封住了。
Then the ground began to shake.
就在那个时候地开始震动。
Was it aftershocks from the previous earthquake?
是前面那个地震的余震呢？
Or was God going to completely rock their world now?
还是神真是要这个世界都被震摇？
Matthew 28:8.
马太福音第二十八章第二节。
We will read in Chinese only.
我们只用中文来念，大家一起用中文来念。马太福音二十八章二节。因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面，他的相貌。如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看了、啊、我已经告诉你们了。妇女就急忙打开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜， 跑去要报给他的门徒，忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
Now the cross was empty because Jesus was dead.
那十字架是空空的，因为耶稣死了。
But the tomb was empty because Jesus has risen indeed.
这个墓洞是空空的，因为耶稣的确复活了。
Let's observe a few interesting things about the women, these women that God selected to be the first to see the empty tomb.
在这里我们看到神特别选了这两位妇人，也让我们看到一些很稀奇的事情。
First, the women had eyewitnessed the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and now were the first.
这些妇人，她们亲眼看到耶稣被钉在十字架上，死亡，被葬，也是第一个到了这个空空的墓地。
But the disciples, on the other hand, were hiding behind a locked door.
而那些门徒却害怕，躲在他们住的地方，把门关上。
Secondly, the women were so filled with joy and ran to tell the good news when they saw the angel of the Lord, even though they were understandably frightened.
这些妇人又害怕又欢喜，急急切切地要把这个好消息告诉其他的人。
The big strong guards, on the other hand, were nearly scared to death, shook and had fainted.
那这个守墓的这些士兵却是非常的恐怖，非常的战惊。他们实在是几乎要昏倒。
Third, the women were spoken to first by the angel and then by the risen Jesus.
天使第一个所说话的对象是这些妇人，耶稣复活之后第一次说话的对象也是这些妇人。
Fourth, the women declared that Jesus is risen to the disciples who didn't believe them because their words sounded like nonsense.
这些妇人他们首先宣告耶稣已经复活了，但是这些门徒却是带着怀疑不肯相信，认为是胡说。
Fifth, the women grabbed Jesus' feet and worshipped him when he appeared to them.
这些妇人看到了耶稣就抱住他的脚在那里敬拜耶稣。
The disciples, on the other hand, doubted and wanted empirical evidence to see and touch the hands and feet.
门徒听到了之后却带着怀疑，他们需要有一些具体的证据，他们要亲眼看见，亲手摸到才相信。
For whatever reason, God chose the right ladies for the job.
无论如何，神却选了这些特别的妇人来享受这个荣美。
In His great mercy, God has given them a powerful testimony and a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
在神的恩典里头，他借着耶稣基督的复活，给了这妇人非常强有力的见证和一个活生生的盼望。
Now, if this resurrection story was indeed fabricated, because of their low social position, these women would have been the least likely to be cast as main characters.
如果主复活的这个事是捏造的话，那么在那个时候社会的情况里头，这些妇人是最不可能被选出来担任这么重要的角色。
In a male-dominated culture that discounted the women's claims, this good news could not be silenced.
这个男性中心的文化中间，妇人的见证被轻视，但是这个好消息却无法被蒙盖。
You see, the women noticed the details.
这些妇人注意到一些细节。
They noticed that they needed more spices for the anointing.
他们知道耶稣的身体需要更多的香料。
You see, women like to talk a lot.
这些妇人喜欢谈话，他们。
So they had to share the good news right away.
所以他们迫不及待地要把这个好消息分享出去。
To express their feelings.
把他们所感受到的分享给别人。
We have seen the Lord.
我们的确看到了主。
And perhaps men prefer to talk less.
男人也许喜欢不多谈。
And they need to analyze the facts before telling anyone.
他们喜欢先分析一下事情的真相，然后再告诉别人。
Now the empty cross.
那个空空的十字架。空空的十字架告诉我们耶稣已经死了。
The empty tomb because Jesus has risen.
空空的坟墓也告诉我们耶稣复活了。
If Christ had not truly raised from the dead, how do we explain the empty tomb and the missing body?
如果耶稣没有从死里复活, 我们怎么来解释那个空空的墓洞和他身体找不到了?
Many scholars have written on this.
有许多文献上头讨论过这个问题。
There's a wrong tomb theory which claimed that the women simply went to the wrong tomb.
有一个理论是说这些妇人他们走到一个错的不正确的一个墓地。
Oh, but the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders, wouldn't they be eager to discount, to disprove the claims by simply showing the right tomb and the right body?
那么罗马政府或者这些祭司，他们可以很积极的出去把那个正确的墓洞找到，告诉众人是看着耶稣的身体在里面。
And then there's a swoon theory that claimed that Jesus never really died.
另外的理论是说耶稣他的确没有真正的死掉。
He just fainted.
他只是昏迷。
And somehow revived himself in the sealed tomb.
他却能够把自己苏醒过来，然后走出那个墓洞。
Then somehow he freed himself from all the tight grave wrappings.
他可以把他身上的那些麻布都把它松开来。
And he moved the stone.
他可以把那个大石头移开。
And he escaped without the guards' notice.
他可以躲避那些守卫士兵。
And he walked away in a severely injured condition.
他可以带着那个很严重的受伤的那个身体，可以走出去去见他的门徒。Take
Jesus to the ER.
那个时候的耶稣的确需要紧急的医救。Besides,
the Roman soldiers were well trained to make sure that the condemned were good and dead.
另外，罗马的兵丁他们受过极好的训练，当他们要把一个犯人致死的时候，他们是。
And then there's the stolen body theory that is recorded in this passage.
那么另外一个理论就是说，这个耶稣的身体是被人偷掉了，也是记录在这一段经文里头。
I will read this in English.
那么我用英文来读这一段圣经。
While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story had been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. You know, the disciples were kind of terrified.
这些门徒是那等的恐惧。
Would they dare break the Roman seal and challenge the guards?
你认为他们敢去挑战这些向着罗马的兵丁去挑战，把那个墓地已经封好的墓地把它打开吗？
No, they would not die for a lie.
相信他们不可能有那样的勇气，为了一个谎言。
If Jesus was not truly raised from the dead, how do we explain the many appearances of a risen Jesus in those 40 days?
如果耶稣不是真正从死里复活, 我们怎么样子来解释耶稣向那么多的人来显现?
The Bible records at least 515 witnesses.
圣经上头记录了至少515个见证人看到耶稣复活的身体。
At the tomb with Mary Magdalene.
在墓洞那个地方看到莫大拉的玛利亚。
And then near the tomb with Mary and the other women.
在那个墓洞旁边又看到玛丽和另外一个玛利亚。
Later that day with Peter.
在那天之后又看到了彼得。
On the road to Emmaus with Cleopas and the other disciple.
在以马忤斯的路上，他们看到格留巴，看到其他的门徒。
With the disciples in their house without Thomas.
在 门徒所住的地方，先看到那些门徒没有，不包括马大。
And then a week later, in the same house with Thomas.
然后再看到所有的门徒跟多马在一起。
Then in Galilee on a hill with the 11.
在加利利湖那个地方看到那11个门徒。
And then in Galilee, a large crowd of over 500.
在那加利利湖旁边又看到其他500多位弟兄。
And so on and so on.
有许许多多这样子的例子。
Perhaps they all had hallucinations.
那么是不是这些的人都出了同样的幻觉？
Although for a whole group of people to experience the same hallucination at the same time is extremely unlikely.
你晓得要这么多的人同一个时间来产生这样的幻觉, 实在是不太可能的事情。
And I think this might be one of the most important points. If Christ had not truly raised from the dead, how do we explain the changed lives?
如果耶稣不是真正的从死里复活, 我们怎么能够来解释这些人他们的生命有那样子大的转变?
How did a group of fearful disciples become transformed into fervent apostles who are willing to live and die for a risen Lord?
这些充满恐惧的门徒是怎么样子的能够转换成一个为主热心的去传道甚至于把他们的生命牺牲的呢?
Church traditions tell us that Matthew was stabbed to death in Ethiopia.
教会史上通常的说法是马太他是在伊索比亚被刺死。
And then Mark was dragged through the streets until he was dead.
马可是在街上被人拖死。
And Simon, Andrew, and Philip were crucified.
西门、安德烈和腓力是在十字架上被钉死。
And Peter, saying that he was not worthy to die in the same manner of his Lord, he was crucified upside down.
彼得不认为自己配像耶稣基督那样子钉死，他让自己上下颠倒而钉死。
James was beheaded.
雅各是被斩首。Nathanael
was skinned alive and beheaded.
拿但业他是被脱皮然后斩首。
Thomas was pierced with the spears of four soldiers.
多马他是被四位兵丁的那个箭所刺死。
The list goes on. The resurrection of Jesus changed lives.
耶稣基督的复活让这些门徒的生命带来莫大的转变。
Not only did it dramatically change the lives of his disciples, but also from the first century until today.
不单单是那第一批的门徒生命得到了转变，而从第一世纪到今天。
Do you realize that more Christian martyrs have died in the 20th century than all the centuries combined?
你知道在二十世纪为这个信仰而殉道的人，远远超过前面的每一个世纪殉道的人加起来的总和。
They died with a living hope.
他们为了那个活生生的盼望而死。
Each one could have saved their lives by saying Jesus is dead and deny him, but they did not.
这些殉道者只要否认他们的信念，宣告耶稣已经死了，他们就可以保留自己的生命。They
could not.
他们也不能那样子做。
Because they knew that he is alive.
因为在他们的心中非常的确定，主是活着的。
Had Jesus simply died, he would have gone down in history as nothing more than a martyr, a prophet, or a moral teacher.
如果耶稣真正的死掉了，那么在历史上，我们只能够把他看成一个殉道者、一个先知、一个有道德的老师。What
began on Good Friday as a hopeless end has dramatically become on Easter morning as an endless hope.
那个受难日的晚上，几乎是毫无指望的那个终点。 却在复活日的早上，很奇妙的变成一个毫无止境的盼望。His
resurrection guarantees an eternal hope.
他的复活保证了我们在永恒里的盼望。As
true as Christ has died for sins once and for all, and thus freed us from Satan's grip, so will we have assurance in forgiveness.
就像耶稣为我们的罪在十字架上而死，让我们免于撒旦的 控制，让我们能够有那个确据和罪的赦免。As
true as Jesus Christ has risen in the flesh, so will our bodies also be raised from the dead.
就好像耶稣基督在肉体里复活，也让我们的身体在将来也能够从死里复活。1
Corinthians 15 says, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?"
哥林多前书第15章，那时经上所记，死被得胜脱灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Therefore, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess.
让我们坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
For he who promised is faithful.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
He has risen just as he said.
他的确复活升天。
He is coming soon.
他就要来了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we give you thanks that we can approach your throne of mercy and your throne of grace with great confidence.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 让我们能够来到你施恩的宝座面前, 充满了信心, 充满了盼望。
Because Jesus no longer resides in a tomb, but he is living today.
因为耶稣不再是在那个墓洞里头, 而他今天已经复活升天。
Thank you for the living hope that we profess and possess.
谢谢你让我们有这个活活的盼望, 让我们口里相信, 让我们心里个承认。
We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
我们这样子的祷告, 我们真赞美你。
In Jesus we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
我们祷告。 Amen.